Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Howard, thanks for staying with me. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with John Berlau. He's Senior Fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, tell us about CEI.
Well, CEI is an organization that was begun by Fred L. Smith, Jr., no relation to the FedEx Fred Smith, but a great great sort of ideas entrepreneur as well, in 1984 from his apartment, and it's grown to have, you know, more than 30 people, and just discussing the ways that, you know, we want to regulate the regulators, talk about the cost of regulation as a hidden tax, and also things to hold the regulators accountable, like my colleague and our mutual friend Wayne Cruz,
yep.
Talking about the RAINS Act and things like that, to congressional approval of regulation, no regulation without representation.
Dark matter. He calls it dark matter. Yeah. So check it out, folks, CEI.org. Let's talk about cryptocurrencies. John, you're an expert in this area. Bitcoin has come down. It flew a little too close to the sun, didn't it?
It did. It was going up. There was speculation, but part of the reason for the crash in it has been regulators talking about bashing it and talking about a crackdown and being heavy-handed, including President Trump's appointee Jay Clayton, chairman of the
right.
SEC, who has really not been
Bitcoin was never based. The value of Bitcoin wasn't based on anything but mania. You know that it was a tulipomania scenario.
There was certainly some speculation, but I have to disagree with that. I mean, it's still $6,000 is nothing.
Yeah.
When it started a few cents, is nothing to.
But there's nothing behind it. There's
well, the
no
block,
there's no work
behind it. Blockchain is behind it. If it makes.
But blockchain is the platform. John, blockchain is the platform. Blockchain is the technology that delivers it. Blockchain isn't the value. But I do think that crypto. I'm going to get this out and see what you think. I think cryptocurrency is. I've decided that it has a place in the future, and how it's going to happen is organically. I think. Whereas cryptocurrency has been the lead idea, the Bitcoin's been the lead brand, I think blockchain is going to pull cryptocurrency into relevance itself. What do you think? By delivering contracts on blockchain and then paying in cryptocurrency through the blockchain. What do you think?
Right. I mean, I think, yes, cryptocurrency, I mean, is representing the can get a lot of its value from the value of the blockchain, certainly.
Well, so I think... Well, see, people are going to be paid. If you create intellectual property, people will buy, will access intellectual property over a blockchain contract, and the execution of the delivery of that intellectual property will pay the owner, the developer, the holder of the property.
I think so very much. But, I mean, I think that's like with the Internet in the early days. That's why it's so important, you know, to... Yes, by all means, prosecute fraud. You know what the government
right.
should do,
but don't
but
overregulate
not have, you know,
it.
Heavy-handed regulation. So I worry like when SEC Chairman Clayton says he's going to crack down on companies for using not just Bitcoin but using blockchain in the,
right.
changing their name and using blockchain in the name when
right.
he determines they don't have adequate blockchain operations because. Companies, entrepreneurs should have a lot of latitude as far as, you know, what they name their company.
Right.
I mean, Apple doesn't throw apples.
Well, but the public will realize if you call yourself a blockchain company and you're not developing blockchain, well, that's, you know, they're flying under false colors. But see, the thing, what I see happening is the more we have the more the gig economy grows, the more those relationships, those contract relationships will be made over a blockchain, and when the work is delivered, somebody will pay them in a blockchain currency, which is crypto.
I think that probably is going to be a lot of the way it works.
Now, I'm talking 5, 10, 15 years from now, maybe 20.
Yes, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, I think that's why we have to have what's been called and what we've had with the Internet, you know, permissionless innovation where you don't have to go to the government and
right.
say, Mother, may I, every time you're developing a new...
This is really important, and this is why, John, the work that you guys do at CEI is so important. You're shining a light on the attempts by both sides of the aisle to feel that they need to control something. Because I'll tell you one reason that they want to control it, John. Blockchain is the enemy of anything centralized, and the government is nothing if not centralized. I think blockchain is the enemy of government. What do you think?
I think certainly people have a lot more freedom, and people, I mean, blockchain can help establish property rights as far as, you know, if it shows like titles.
John, I got to wrap it up. I'm on a hard break. Thank you for being here. Good job today. John Berlau, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.